Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 15th of May. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Well, the Alan Jones story is certainly getting more than its 15 minutes of fame this week. Ray Hadley now says his relationship with Jones over the past 35 years has been like a marriage. Most people in the industry thought Hadley was the obvious successor to take on the breakfast slot. But as we all know now, he's staying put in mornings. Radio Info editor Peter Saxon analysed the reasons for keeping Hadley where he is. Hadley picked up on the opinion piece and paid tribute to it on air.
And I want to thank Peter Saxon, who made an assessment of all of this. He said in an article yesterday, many radio types were incredulous when they heard Hadley tell his listeners that he wasn't interested in breakfast. 2 years ago, or even one, I wouldn't believe him. But oddly today, I do. Firstly, because I believe Ray has mellowed in recent times. His workaholic nature has caught up with him. He says that I've mended my ways. Well, I've admitted to that. I'm a different person in 2020 than I was years ago.
SEN has scored significant bragging rights to its programs following the release of the latest Australian podcast ranker. The podcasts of SEN's Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson and Gerard Waitley's Morning Show were both number one in their categories. Last month, the shows had 1.1 million downloads between them. Canberra's DAB Plus stations have attracted an average weekly audience of 54,000 listeners, according to the latest official survey in the national capital. CRA Chief Executive Joan Warner says it's a great result, as the permanent digital radio services were only switched on last July. It's such a shame that American Broadcasting turned 100 this year, of all years, when they weren't able to celebrate in style. Nonetheless, the original NAB show that was cancelled in April, thanks to COVID-19, has re-emerged in a virtual version as NAB Show Express. The online event started yesterday with a reminder that when Pittsburgh's KDKA became the first official radio station, it was at a time when the world was coming out of the Spanish flu pandemic. Melbourne's Gold 104.3 breakfast host, Christian O'Connell, is slated to host a new podcast called Stuff of Legends. The podcast will feature some of the world's funniest and best storytellers discussing three of their most treasured objects. Despite the ongoing advertising crisis, Ace Radio has had a rethink on replacing their Albury breakfast show with a network feed. As a result, Kevin Kiley will now stay on presenting their 2AY breakfast show. BuzzFeed Australia is standing down its news division after its parent company decided to focus on its coverage of the US market. BuzzFeed launched locally with a lot of fanfare back in 2014, but has been forced to slash costs in recent times, and COVID-19 certainly hasn't helped. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.